In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Hers had not been an easy life. For the past 12 years, she had fought a flow of blood in her womanly parts. Had she lived in our world today, she would have lived a life dominated by doctor's appointments and waiting rooms and prescriptions and pill bottles. Had she lived in our world today, she would have bounced from general practitioners to specialists. She would have had emotional highs and lows based on the results of blood work tests and x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans. I'm sure you know someone who's living this life. But in her world, she had bounced between doctors and quacks. She had no doubt tried special diets and foods and concoctions of all sorts. She had no doubt even tried a local spiritualist, a witch doctor of sorts. She had spent all that she had trying to find a cure for her sick body that grew worse by the day. She was a woman of faith in God. How many times had she cried out, "Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord?" Yet sadly, her constant menstrual flow rendered her to be spiritually and ceremonially unclean. She was barred from the temple and the synagogues. She was on the outside. Her family and what used to be her friends shunned her for the most part. She was alone, struggling for life in the physical realm and struggling for life in the spiritual realm. But she believed that by touching Jesus' garment, she would be healed. So, she touched Jesus' garment and was healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be healed of your disease." And then there was Jairus, a man within the temple, a man within the synagogues, a ruler and leader. Seeing Jesus, he too fell at Jesus' feet. Jairus worshiped Jesus. Jairus acknowledged Jesus to be God. Jairus asked Jesus to come lay his hands on his little 12-year-old daughter, who was close to death. Jairus truly believed that Jesus could heal her and make her well. So Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house when he encountered the lady who touched his garment and was healed. Then came the report that Jairus' little 12-year-old daughter had died. The healer no longer needed to come to the house, but Jesus told Jairus, "Do not fear. Only believe." The Son of God went to the house of the dead little girl and proclaimed her to be not dead, but sleeping. The unbelievers laughed. Then in the little girl's presence, there was Jesus, Jairus, the girl's mother, Peter, James, and John. And Jesus took her by the hand and proclaimed, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Thus God had proclaimed life to a dead body. The little girl could do nothing else but arise. She got up and began walking, and Jesus told them to give her something to eat. There you have the story. Two terminally ill females, a crowd, one loving father, a mother, some unbelievers, three disciples, and most importantly, there is the God-man, Jesus Christ, the great physician, Savior of the world. And by the proclamation of the Scriptures, the Word of God, now you and I are part of the story. As we are confessors of faith in Christ, we're not eyewitnesses. We weren't there to see it with our own eyes, but we read the scriptures and we believe it and we confess it to be true. We too are part of the story. For all who are terminally ill, and all of us are terminally ill, Jesus says, do not fear, only believe. As you came here this morning to touch his garment, as you come here to hear the word that he has clothed himself in, he says, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease, your sin disease. Because you believe in the one who earned forgiveness for you by dying on the cross and rising again to new life, you will go in the peace of Christ he has proclaimed to you. You see, earlier you confessed your sins and received absolution from God. And now that you have been healed by his proclamation of forgiveness and absolution, you have peace with God. Now, Jesus will come to touch you. And he says to you, Talitha kumi, that is, I say to you, arise, little girl. And he says to you, males, paidion kumi, that is, I say to you, arise, little boy. And you arise from your sin and guilt and threat of death. You come to the Lord's table. He says, give her something to eat. And he says, give him something to eat. He comes to you. He is present in a wafer, planting his life-giving body in you like a seed that will spring to everlasting life on Resurrection Day. He comes to you present in a sip of wine, sprinkling his sin-cleansing blood on your heart and conscience to forgive your sins and strengthen your faith. Brothers and sisters, by faith in Christ, life is hard. Life is hard. We face many struggles, you and I. Some of us face long physical struggles. We will live lives consisting of doctor's appointments, treatments, pill bottles, lab work, MRIs, CAT scans, PET scans, x-rays, on and on. It goes on and on until death. Others die quickly, surprisingly, like the little girl, a shock to friends and relatives. Ultimately, we all die unless Jesus comes again before we die. But no matter what life brings you on your road to the grave, he says to you who believe in him, do not fear, only believe. Do not fear, only believe. Do not fear, only believe. That is it for this morning. That is it forever. Do not fear. Only believe. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.